type of game is really a tough one. Our players play extremely hard. Every time you have a game like that, you can't find a way to get it done, especially against Dallas. You just look back at your opportunities, and you're very disappointed that you didn't take advantage of them. I thought our fans were great, especially with three wins. Good support out there. Just disappointed we couldn't get it done for them.
Mike, you talked about the wave of emotions from just beginning in the week with London, and then you get through to today. How much do losses like this, I know they all weigh on you, but this one a little bit more difficult because of all that you've been through this week, and it's Dallas week, and a tough loss at the last minute.
Anytime you prepare the whole week for a game, it always hurts. A lot of preparation that goes into this season. Anytime you lose an opportunity to win a football game, you're very disappointed. I think your point is you always want to send a guy out like London with a win. Disappointed we couldn't get it done. We had a number of opportunities to get it done. But I was pleased with the effort of our football team. They played hard. It's our job to get them to eliminate some of the mistakes, and you know we didn't get it done.
Hey, Coach, what was the thought on the timeout with the clock stopped before the first and goal from the fourth? There was
3 seconds
left on the play clock when you called it.
Yeah, well, somebody called it. It wasn't me. Yeah, what happens sometimes with the defense, they come out in a formation. They're not aware of the 40-second clock. It was called from the field, just had no idea in how much time was on the play clock. It could have been 15 or 20 seconds, but it was called in the field because of a defensive adjustment that wasn't in place.
Another note, Pierre broke a 29-year-old franchise record for catches in the season, surpassing Art Monk. Obviously a big game. What have you made for him over the course of the season, doing something nobody's ever done here?
Well, I just told a lot about Pierre. You know, his preparation in the offseason, what he brings every week in, week out. You know, he's a competitor. As I've stated many times, not only does he do it catching passes, but he does it in the running game as well. It's hard to find complete receivers like Pierre. He's a complete receiver.
Mike, you guys have a 9-point lead heading early in that fourth quarter. Did you feel like your defense, they'd been playing well? Did you feel like they had it in them to get the stop there? And then what happened, do you think?
Well, I think you'd see what happened. They made a couple key third downs to keep a couple drives going, and it was a credit to them. We had a couple of opportunities there to get them out on third down, and they kept the drives going, even at the end on fourth and 10. You know, they took advantage of some opportunities that we gave them, and they capitalized on it in third and fourth down.
Mike, just following up on that, how much did Rack's injury kind of affect what you guys were able to do from a pass rush, from a blitz perspective?
You're going to have guys go down during the game. You know, we had four or five guys go down. They had guys go down. That's just, you know, part of the game, making adjustments and, you know, trying to make those adjustments and still win the football game.
Mike, on that one drive where I think Tony threw the long pass over the top there, was that just a case of DB sort of getting out of kilter there as he was in a scramble mode, or were you able to see what
was happening? Well, it was a broken play. They ran a corner route, and we had a two deep safety and went to make the play, and then the receiver went up the field. Romo scrambled a little bit, got a little extra time in there, and made an excellent throw down the field. You know, that's what happens when scramble plays, you know, especially a guy like Romo. You've got to keep the guy in front of you. He got behind us, and it was a great throw and good job getting out of the pressure of the pocket.
How tough is it for guys to do that? I mean, I guess is it just their nature to try to want to run up and maybe think something's going to happen in front of them? And I'm assuming that all week long people were saying, hey, this is a guy who can break down plays and stay back.
Every quarterback in the NFL, the great ones, what they do is before they get to the line of scrimmage, they're always looking downfield. And, you know, if you can keep your eyes focused on field, you know, you can make those plays. A lot of guys, all they want to do is run. Romo's got a great job of focusing downfield. If that's not there, he'll dump it like he did on the last play for the touchdown. Or at the last second, if nobody's open, you're really disciplined, you know, he'll run for about 5-6 yards. He won't beat you running, but he's got a way of making a lot of big plays for him.
Coach, you've had 2 weeks to evaluate Kirk Cousins as a starter. What have you seen that you've liked, and what does he need to do better?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you got to find a way to win those games. But I was pleased with the way he handled himself. I think we'd like to have that one pass back that he had to Santana in that first half. It was a good read. Santana had a good move, threw slightly behind him. and he'd like to have that one back. But overall, I was, you know, pleased with the way he handled himself, and he'll get better every game. Anything else?
Yeah, Mike, just these guys obviously showed some heart today, and they're in the game. And have you given any thought to the fact that this could possibly be your last press conference at home, depending on what happens in the offseason? And would that disappoint you, given the fight that team showed today?
Well, like I said, that I was pleased with our football team, the way they fought. You know, we'll talk about all the other stuff after the season's over with. And as I told our football team, you know, that's a tough one to take, because our football team played extremely hard, and we had a lot of chances to finish the game, and we didn't. And our football team, even though they're very disappointed, we'll be ready for the Giants, and I'll address all those other things that we've talked about over the last few weeks after I talked to Dan, and we'll go from there.
Mike, going back to the first quarter on the Spurlock punt return, is that just Niles missing the tackle there, or is there something else that you guys could have done differently to prevent that?
Well, I think if you watch Robinson and you watch his location, he had an opportunity to make a play, and we'll have to take a look at it again, but I thought he was in perfect position to make the play, and he didn't make a great return, but I thought there were some hands right there in the back. It was disappointing. Maybe I didn't look at it the right way, but it sure looked to me he was pushing it back, because I thought he was going to decapitate him right there on the spot. But either way, we've got to have some other players make the play if he misses, and those things are going to happen in the game. You don't want to leave those plays in the official's hand, because you got to make enough plays to make sure that doesn't happen and still find a way to win.
Can you put your finger on 3-13 at this point at all? I know it's beyond your comprehension before starting the season, but is there one or two, three things that you go, geez, this is why we're 3-13?
Yeah, we'll address that at the end of the season. You know, there's always a lot of things that you go back and you take a look at, but collectively we'll talk more in detail at the end of the season.
I'm sorry, it's 3-4.
Next week.
Yeah, I didn't want to hit you on that one.
Mike, next week, obviously, you guys play the Giants after a gut punch loss like today. How hard will it be for these guys to realistically get up and go to New York and play sort of a meaningless football game?
Well, you know, people had talked like that last week, you know, against Atlanta. How are people going to get ready for Dallas? Our football team will get ready. They're pros. A lot of character. It means a lot to them, regardless of, you know, where you're at in the NFC. And they'll come back and they'll play hard.